re-inviting me again. It's nice to be here now in a different occasion. And now I would like to bring to you the word of God from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 20 that we have heard during the readings. And as you know, this is the story of John the Baptist and the message that God gave him to preach all around the Jordan. And now, as Christmas is approaching, I think it is appropriate to have a look in the scriptures wherever we see how people were waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. And John the Baptist is someone who actually prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ before his ministry started. And the way he did it, it was the way the Lord had showed him. And that is important that, as we read from the scripture, it says, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah. So actually, whatever he did, it wasn't from him, but it was from the Lord himself. And therefore, it is very important for us to take real note of these things and see what the Lord is expecting of us, how we should be ready for the Lord's returning or the Lord's coming. And this, now I'm not talking about Christmas itself, because I know that that has passed, but the Lord will return. And when he will return, we have to face him and meet him. And whether we like it or not, it's a fact. And no one is going to be able to avoid that. Now, how shall we get ready? Now, the first thing that the word says, it says, repent. Now, the second thing that it says, prepare the way of the Lord. The first thing that we can read out of this, it's, make straighten your ways. And then there is a promise that when the Lord returns, he will give us a blessing. Now, I would like to handle these points carefully, but very shortly, and just down to the point with each one of them. First of all, John the Baptist says, repent from your sins, because we do all have sins. And whether we like it or not, whether we admit it or not, they are still there. And you know, as the ladies do, they clean their houses, they clean their flats and things, and you will see that there is dust everywhere hidden around that you haven't cleaned for about a year. And it's the same with our life. We do have hidden compartments of our lives where we don't really handle with a great care during the year, because we are simply busy with doing our everyday life and we just go on doing the things that we always do. And there are certain parts of our lives that need extra care and extra attention to clean them out from our sins. And they are there. Therefore, we must look around and ask God for wisdom that we may be able to see it and clean it and get rid of all our sins that are just accumulating there and more is getting there. So ask first of all the Lord that he may clean you from your sins. And then what John Baptist was saying is that don't just repent, but be baptized. And now, all right, I think we can all safely say that all of us, we have been baptized, that we are here. And you can say, all right, then if I am baptized, what then? Well, I would say, what is the baptism? It's like a ring. When you get married, then you know that you are together with the Lord. Sorry, you are together with your wife or with your husband when you got married. And that is a communion that you are actually living together. And then it's the same with the Lord. If you are baptized, it's a sign, it's a sign that it shows outside the world that you are actually living together with the Lord. And you are showing to the people that you want to be together with the Lord. And you have to remember yourself of the things that you had to do in this relationship. And if you are walking with the Lord, if you are a Christian, then you simply have to remember yourself, all right, am I doing the right things for the Lord? Am I good enough for the Lord? Do I do everything according to his will? Do I please him the way he expects me to be? Do I do the things that I have to do, or don't I? Because in any relationship, you will have to remember yourself all the things that you have promised one day when you got married. And I had to do that to myself occasionally, just remind me that I had obligations to my dear wife, behind, because occasionally I just forget, just got on with my everyday life and do the things that I have to do and rush about. But occasionally I had to remember, oops, I do have a wife, but take care of her. And it's the same with the Lord. We do our own things and we live our daily life, but remember yourself, oops, I am a Christian, I have been baptized, I am in communion with the Lord. Now, let's do the right thing and remember those things and live together with Him and praise Him, walk with Him, do everything together and spend quality time with Him. And then you will be blessed. And don't just go on about the daily routine of your life, but spend actual quality time with Him and ask Him for blessings. And then, as John the Baptist was saying there, he said, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight the paths. Straighten your paths. And now, again, we do go in different ways. Our paths are all different. Whatever we walk on is different, because we are all different. But here the Lord says, straighten your ways. Make sure that the way that you are walking on is the best way for the Lord Jesus Christ, that your ways are actually the ones that the Lord wants to see. Now, you know, to come here from Hammersmith, the way is not quite straight. It's not the one. You have different turns. You turn right and turn left, and although I have been here a few times, I still had to put a step now on to get here. But nevertheless, I got here. And that we try to make sure that we actually come on the fastest way. And before we started, my wife said, hey, you know, there's another way. I said, just better. And stick on the way that the set map tells us to come on, because that's the fastest way. And now it's the same with the Lord Jesus Christ. We may have different feelings, and we may have different ways of actually doing the Christian life, but we have to stick to the one that's actually laid down in the Bible and stick to it. Whatever the circumstances, don't try and avoid it, but go on the straight way. Otherwise, you will get into trouble and you will get even lost occasionally, and you will need directions to come back to the right way. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Now, He also says that anything that is staying on our way, there are obstacles that are staying in our ways towards God, between God and us. And there are so-called mountains that we don't actually go through, and we can't climb it because they are so big. And these are our troubles and our trespasses that we actually have in our lives. And we don't actually go straight to the Lord because there are problems in our lives and we don't deal with them. And if we don't deal with them, those troubles and those problems, they just go bigger and bigger and bigger, and the gap between us and the Lord is going to get bigger and bigger. And we shouldn't be doing that. We actually should pray through it and ask the Lord to remove all these things and all these obstacles from us and help us to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to make a self-examination and ask the Lord to help us to go in the best way towards Him. Examine yourself. Examine your life. Examine your thoughts, your speech, your actions. Whatever you have in your life, just examine them and put them into the Scripture and say, well, is this Scripture? Is this according to the Word of God or not? And if it's not, then drop it. If it is, then carry on with it. But otherwise, you will get into trouble. And you know, we are living in an age where sin is so-called accepted. And if we go on with the way of this world, then we will get lost. But the Lord says, you mustn't do that. Only because other people say something is right, it doesn't mean it is. Only because you think it's right doesn't mean it is. Only if the Lord says it's right, then you can carry on with it. And have a look at the way that John the Baptist speaks to the people. It's not a very welcoming way. He says, "You brood of vipers." In Hungarian translation, it says actually, "You children of vipers." I don't know how the authorized version says. I haven't checked it, sorry. But it's trying to make a point. You are people that actually have sin in their lives, and sin is very dangerous. It's like viper. It kills you. And that's why it calls them like that, because we are all living in sin, and therefore we are dangerous. And then we have to leave that sort of sin and go towards the Lord and ask for cleanness, ask for sanctification, ask for forgiveness, and then we shall expect some blessings afterwards. And here John the Baptist says, produce the fruits. We have to have fruits of repentance. We have to repent. And you may say, "Oh, well, I have repented once. I know, I repented twice in a day occasionally. Because I do sin. I do sin again and again. And if I repent, that's fine. But we have to repent of all our sins. It's fine if you start to work in the Lord once and repent once. That's okay. But don't forget, we are still doing sins. The Apostle Paul himself, he said, the good things that I wish to do, I do not do. But the bad things I don't want to do, I do." And that is the case with us as well. If it was with the apostles, it must be with us as well. And he said, produce the fruit of repentance. And that is very, very important. And he said, "And you shall not say that you are the sons of Abraham, because God can raise up children for Abraham, even from the stones." Now, again, we do have our own excuses why we shouldn't repent. We do have our own excuses why we should not repent. Why is that? Because we say, "All right, I am a Christian. I was brought up in a Christian family. I am a member of a good church. I come to the church regularly. I am," maybe you will say, "Church of England continuing. I may say I am a reformed man," and so on and so on. We have our own excuses why we say that. Why shouldn't I repent? And these are just excuses, like the people did in the past. "Oh, we are the sons of Abraham." And here John the Baptist says, "And so what? Carry on, repent from your sins." We all have to do that. And do not find excuses why you shouldn't repent. It is a fact that we are Christians. It is a fact that we are born again. It is a fact that we are members of the church. But nevertheless, we still need to bring forward the fruit of repentance. And there is no way to go around that. Jesus is expecting that. He is looking for that. And therefore, we must do it. Make an effort. And as we are here, let us make the most of it. And repent and come to the Lord in prayer. And ask for sanctification. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for the fruit of the Holy Spirit that may be in us. And just go out to this world and preach the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have the good opportunity of talking to people about Christmas, and even talking to people about Jesus Christ as Christmas is approaching. And even unbelievers are getting ready for that in their own ways. And that is an open door for us to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then if we do that, then we are preparing the way of the Lord. Because John the Baptist did that. He was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was preparing the people by telling them to repent and be baptized. And he said, "There is someone who is coming after me who will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit." Now, you have to be ready for that as well. And the only way of being ready is you follow things step by step as John the Baptist was preaching, and then you can get the blessings of the Holy Spirit. And at the, towards the end of the chapter, there is a saying that when the Lord Jesus Christ will return, then he will separate the good weed from all the rubbish that surrounds it. You know, I have been working in a mill before I became a pastor. And there, before we actually grounded the weed itself and we had to clean it. And that process of cleaning, it's a very long process. And I can tell you, I wouldn't want to be a weed to go through that process. Because the hits you would get there, it's awful. And it's a very long one. Before actually the actual weed becomes flower, but it goes through, it's a very, very long process. And even it just to go through it, it's miles and miles in different tubes and ways. Now, for us to become good Christians, the Lord will take us through that way. He will clean us, and he will clean us from all the rubbish that surrounds us. And one thing you have to remember, there is no weed that actually stands out and it's clean and there is no sin around it. There is no weed around it or no rubbish around it. It's always, it's surrounded by it. And you have to clean it and you have to go through the process. And that process is our life. And the Jesus Christ actually does this process. He is the one who cleans us. And he is the one who does all the right things to prepare us for his kingdom. And one thing that I have noticed, no weed was able ever to clean himself. It always had to be someone from outside who actually did that for it. And we cannot clean ourselves. Jesus Christ can clean us. And he alone can do that. And we have to ask him to do it for us. So, please pray for the Holy Spirit. Please pray for our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may clean us, he may bless us, and he may make our life worthy of eternity. And whenever he returns in his glory, then we may be able to praise him and be with him in his kingdom. Amen.